Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Because of you, I honestly think you guys saved my life in a way, 100%.
Britney Spears has her voice back.
So Britney Spears is now a free woman. Woohoo, yippee. It improves my life so much. I mean, good for her. But to all the clout chasing free Britney people out there, and I'm not saying it's every single free Britney person, but a lot of them are clout chasers. Now that she's free, you can move on to trying to live off of some other celebrity because you have nothing going on in your life, because the whole point of the free Britney movement was that the paparazzi was awful to her 15 to 30 years ago. So if you continue to talk about her after she's been freed, you're exploiting her just like she was prior.
On Tuesday, the 39-year-old pop star took to her Instagram to answer some fan questions.
Like, hey, how's it going?
Where she discussed her life now that her 13-year-long conservatorship has ended. And talked about what she is grateful for.
Well, let's see, I've been in the conservatorship for 13 years. It's a really long time to be in a situation you don't want to be in.
Yeah.
So I'm just grateful, honestly, for each day.
Yeah, you know, now she's like going through a midlife crisis because she's on that borderline. No, not borderline personality. No, she's on the borderline of 39, 40 years old. So now that she's free, we're going to see her doing some ayahuasca. We're going to see a new Britney Spears.
Being able to have the keys to my car and being able to be independent and feel like a woman.
Yeah.
Owning an ATM card, seeing cash for the first
time. It's like she's never had a life.
This time, being able to buy candles. It's the little things for us women, but it makes a huge difference.
And what was so creepy about this whole conservatorship? Oh, wow, I said that funny. It's like I'm slurring at the bar hanging out. This whole conservatorship is the fact that her father was just using her. And we all know that. But what's creepy is like the dude was such a sociopath along with her mother, because you're taking advantage of your daughter by basically running her, but you're doing it claiming that you care about her when everybody who's smart enough to read the situation knew that she was being exploited and she was being used. And that's how sick her family is the fact that everybody knew she was being exploited, but her parents knew that everybody knew and they continued to do it. The lack of sympathy, the lack of sorrow, the lack of emotion on their face. Like, you're screwing over your daughter and you don't feel bad at all. Like, you guys are bad people.
And I'm grateful for that. You know, it's nice. It's really nice.
Nice.
The mother of two's long-standing conservatorship came to an end on Friday. During the almost 2-minute long video, the Piece of Me singer said she hopes her situation will help others who are in a conservatorship.
Oh, yeah, I know everybody's in a conservatorship. Hey, how's it going? You getting out of yours soon?
I'm not here to be a victim. I lived with victims my whole life as a child. That's why I got out of my house. I worked for 20 years.
It's so weird. Growing up, she didn't really have much of an opinion, not much of a voice. They didn't really let her be her. So now when she's 39 years old and a little spicy and going, yeah, I didn't really have anything growing up. I like this new side of Britney.
And work off. I'm here to be an advocate for people with real disabilities and real illnesses.
Got it.
I'm a very strong woman, so yeah, I can only imagine.
She does work out. She also burns down her gym a lot.
what the system has done to those people. So hopefully my little story, hopefully my story will make an impact. And
it definitely did, Brittany. It definitely did.
Make some changes in the corrupt system.
Yeah.
The singer ended the clip by praising her fans for speaking out on her behalf.
You know when you're hearing somebody talk and they're beginning to say a word you think they're going to say? So she said she began the video by thanking her fans. I thought the reporter was going to say family. And you ever hear that where you want to hear what you want to hear, but it doesn't happen? Like when I heard this, I was like, oh, what is she thanking her family for? And then the reporter finished the word and it didn't go F-A-M-I-L-Y. It was F-A-N-S. Like I was very excited to hear the juiciness. Does it make sense?
The singer ended the clip by praising her
family
fans for speaking out on her behalf when her voice was, quote, muted and bringing awareness to her situation.
Yeah, it definitely did bring awareness. I mean, I don't think this Free Britney thing would have worked as well in the days of Zynga and MySpace. It definitely helped that social media is everywhere.
And the Free Britney movement, you guys rock.
Yeah, we do.
Honestly, my voice was muted and threatened for so long.
Yeah.
And I wasn't able to speak up or say anything. And because of you guys and the awareness of kind of knowing what was going on.
Yeah, we kind
of
did.
And delivering that news to the public for so long, you gave it awareness to all of them.
Ah, poor Brittany. What a hard life she's had.
She also thanked her fans for saving her life.
Because of you, I honestly think you guys saved my life.
In we did.
In a way, 100%.
She's talking better, too. You notice she's not as, like, crazy?
And I know there's a lot of jokes about the Free Britney movement.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of your fans didn't help out the cause, really?
We're not free. We're expensive. Okay.
we could have her be the new host of The Tonight Show.
Birdies, I'm expensive, too. But anyways, with that said, let's move forward.
Let's move forward. Everybody leave me alone and let me move on with my life is what she's implying.
Bless you all. We're going to have a good year, good Christmas, and rock on.
Yeah, babe, rock on. That's what she was doing with Sam last night.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. There you can order online and you can purchase it in person if you live in Florida. And when you get that nice hot sauce, tag us on Instagram at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and let us know what you cook up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Someone hit me up with a flame. I'm having a nit fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to tear up.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Oh my God. I am having the worst back pain of all time. And I don't even know where the hell the back pain is coming from. But before we get into that, I want to let you know that you can always call me 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can text me there as well, but you can leave a voicemail and I will be sure to play it on air. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com, Hoppy Radio on Snapchat because they won't let me change the name. We're on Z Radio Live every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time at zradiolive.com and QuadPod, QuadPod.com/Ryan Hoppy. But back to the point.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
So, I went to have boys' night with two of my friends last night, and I really drank a lot. I had 12 beers, and my girlfriend picked me up, and I think I slept so long. I slept from like 9 p.m. because I have a new thing. Whenever I get turned up and a little too drunk, oh, I'm the life of the party. Yeah. Get the beers and Ryan Hoppy, and I will fall asleep. After work on Sundays, sometimes I have a mini like life crisis and panic attack. So I'll buy the Snoop Dogg wine from Walgreens, and it's so good, but I fall asleep. And the same thing happened last night when I came home from boys' night. And it made me wonder if I'm getting old, because here's what happened. I went to bed at 9 p.m., got up at midnight. Well, I essentially got up at noon, but I got up at midnight and was like, okay, I need my sleeping meds to sleep, which I then did. And then I woke up at 11 a.m. and I was like, oh, wow, that's what dying is like, just 14 hours of just going black. It's very weird when you wake up from a long sleep and you're like, oh, that's what it must be like. Well, I'm trying to figure out if the back pain came from either me sleeping on the bed way too long, or I was doing a canvassing second job where I went to West Shore Mall and International Plaza and was promoting this local business, and I took all their business cards and put them in on like the person's car, and I did that the last 3 days for some money on the side. But I wasn't really leaning down. And I was just walking around the parking lot. Like, I'm not saying I wasn't getting in exercise, and I'm not saying I wasn't getting a workout in, but I'm saying the amount of work that I did at this canvassing job when it comes to pressure on my body and work on my body, if I did that 5 years ago and the back pain is the reason from that, that means I'm in a different place with my body. Does that make any sense? Like, if I were to have canvassed for 2 to 3 hours in 2016, I would have had no back pain and been ready to accomplish the role. Now at 28, I think it's because I either canvassed or drank too much and slept funny in my bed. But all day long, I have had the worst back pain. And I'm like, woohoo, I'm 28 years old, bitch.
Bradley Cooper is finally addressing those Lady Gaga romance rumors.
He's been waiting 7 years to figure out how to deny it.
The two actors played love interests in the 2018 film A Star Is Born. The pair then went on to...
He was banging out Lady Gaga, those rumors?
The two actors played love interests in the 2018 film A Star Is Born.
They did more than just play love interests.
The pair then went on to sing an intimate duet of the film's song Shallow at the 2019 Academy Awards.
During that scene where they are up there at the awards performing, I was just waiting for her to literally just begin going down on him. Like, that's how intimate it was.
Which led some fans to believe they had feelings for each other in real life. Lady Gaga always insisted that the two were never romantically involved, but now Bradley is setting the rumor straight.
You can have sex without being romantically involved.
In a new interview with The Hollywood Reporter. The 46-year-old actor was interviewed for Lady Gaga's cover story for the magazine, which came out on Wednesday. During the chat, he told the publication their Oscar performance was meant to play out like a scene from the movie.
And a scene in real life, you know what I'm saying? He's laying there. She's doing absolutely none of the work, and he has to put in a lot of effort. Missionary queen!
Help ease his nerves while singing. Quote, just from a personal standpoint, it reduces the anxiety level. They kind of fall in love in that scene in the film.
And when we were laying in my house the other weekend.
That explosive moment that happens to happen to them on stage in front of thousands of people. It would have been so weird if we were both on stools facing the audience. In another part of the interview, the Mule star praised the Oscar winner's work in the film, which he directed.
Oh, wow, that's so cool.
Quote, she's just so terribly charismatic and beautiful. When I met her, I thought, if I can just harness that.
Yeah, if I can just harness it in.
Then it's just for me to mess up.
True.
But then, when we started working together, I realized, oh, the sky's the limit in terms of what she's able to do and her commitment level.
Ah, she can do anything she wants.
Lady Gaga is known for fully committing to her roles.
Yeah.
The 35-year-old actress went full-on method for her role of Patricia Reggiani in House of Gucci,
oh, wow,
revealing to Access Hollywood Surrey Hall that she didn't break character once during shooting.
I bet that was fun to be around. Could I have some water?
Not even to meet her co-star, Adam Driver.
I bet that has got to be so nauseating working on a set of a movie and then having to deal with all the actors being in character, like, what's his name that played Abraham Lincoln? Daniel Day-Lewis walking around acting like Abraham Lincoln, even though we don't really know what he was like because there's no footage of him. Oh, that had to be so much fun on set.
You know, I think everybody has their own method. I don't like to say method acting. I think is subjective to who you.
Yeah, no, it's what you're doing. It's like going down the Howard Franklin 120 miles per hour, and you go, "Oh, you're going at a high speed," and then the drag racer goes, "No, no, no, I don't like to refer to it as a high speed. I like to refer to it as going through life." Like, no, like if I can bring that back, if it's possible. No, you are doing method acting. It's nothing new. It's cool. It worked. But don't be like, oh, I'm doing something else. No, you're doing it.
I think everybody has their own method. I don't like to say method acting, I think, is subjective.
Because I want to be original and new.
To who you are.
If you were original and new, you would admit that you were actually banging Bradley Cooper. Just saying.
I've studied Lee Strasberg technique. I've studied Stanislavski, which was also what Lee Strasberg was derived from.
Also, you're admitting that you were taking an influence from other people, but at that same time, you're saying you weren't doing method acting. Oh, so I was doing something original that's never been done before, even though I was influenced by these people. I just don't want to refer to it as method acting because I want to be original. Shut up.
A big fan of Susan Batson and Actors Studio.
I'm going to name all these people that did method acting, but no, I didn't personally do it. I did Lady Gaga acting.
I also have my own way of, you know, script analysis, breaking things down.
Essentially method acting.
I studied my accent with a real Italian woman that...
Method acting.
I was with every day.
Method acting.
I think that the where it was psychologically challenging for me is that when I went back to my hotel room, I did not break character. So,
oh, that's got to be fun.
I was constantly inside of the life.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
And, you know.
When she was saying inside, I was like, what, Bradley Cooper came over?
Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by FitsAgeFitness.com. Devin Prasad, when I tell you that he is the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area, I am a man of my words at FitsAgeFitness.com.
Happy Hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Happy Hot Topic!
Oh, yes, you should get married. Yes, I think it is a really incredible thing, marriage.
Yeah.
Is Adele ready to say hello to the altar again?
Yes, and she will also say hello to Midlife Crisis! I'm just saying.
The music superstar revealed in a new Sirius XM interview with John Mayer that
John Mayer has a show at Sirius XM. it's just weird, man. Oh, I'm sure everybody listens
John
to it.
John asked Adele if
when I think of a riveting radio personality, I think of John Mayer.
Time. John asked Adele if she thinks he should say I do one day.
No, he should keep living out the life. His penis should go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Literally, the amount of women his penis has banged is legendary.
And the singer said that she definitely recommends taking the plunge.
Yeah, he loves taking the plunge.
And that she understands why her outlook may seem surprising, considering she's divorced, but that being...
Nah, it's not really surprising. A lot of people get married three times.
Married is still a concept and memory she cherishes.
I think it is a really incredible thing, marriage.
Yeah.
And I know that some people probably think that I wouldn't think that, you know, and like I gave up on it.
Trust me, no one is thinking about your marriage. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way she's talking about her marriage, she thinks that all her fans are like, oh my God, how did that marriage not make it? Like, they're going around discussing her while we're trying to figure out how we're going to get by on part-time wages. Trust me, no one's thinking about your marriage. Just saying.
I think you should. I can't really say why, but like, I'm definitely open to marriage again.
Yeah, you want that Rich Paul money.
Definitely am, and the feeling I have...
I'm not saying Adele doesn't have money, but Rich Paul has money.
Definitely am, and the feeling I had...
What?
...in being married was...
What?
...the safest feeling I've ever had in my life.
That doesn't sound healthy. It didn't really work out the first time.
And, you know, sadly, it didn't work out.
Yeah, usually when you play it safe in life, you don't go that far. You can go decently far, but not that far.
But I miss being married.
Oh, that sounds fun. Your ex is probably just crying. Honestly, he didn't really get the best Adele. He got the pretty good Adele, but man, Rich Paul is getting the Adele.
Aw.
Though Adele and Simon Konecki called it quits in 2019, the 33...
She just got too pretty for him. She glowed up too much, man. I'm being serious. She looked at him and was like, I can't be with you.
Simon Konecki called it quits in 2019. The 33-year-old still has nothing but love for her ex-husband.
Even though all she's talking about is herself. Oh, she loves him so much.
Telling Oprah in her Smash One Night Only special that aired over the weekend how she still trusts him with her life.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing. I'm happy for Adele. She trusts her ex-husband? That's a good, good thing you're doing.
Their divorce was finalized back in March, and Adele may be headed back down the aisle before too long.
Oh, wow.
The Easy on Me songstress hit it off with sports agent Rich Paul earlier.
Rich Paul's like, I am so surprised I'm banging Adele. Like, if Rich Paul was told 10 years ago, you're going to be banging the girl that says whatever her songs are, I'm not going to try to quote it, he would have been like, nah. But at 2022 Adele, yeah. And you can take it or leave it on however the hell you want to read into what I just said.
This year, and the pair has been going strong ever since.
Oh, wow.
The icon clearly made a strong case for exchanging vows.
I don't care anymore. That breath I just did, that... I did that because Scott Disick had a run-in with Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker.
Sounds like Kourtney Kardashian, Travis Barker, and Scott Disick are all just keeping it cordial.
Oh, hell yeah. That's got to be weird. Scott's like, man, that guy is just D-ing down my ex, and I'm not over, and I overcompensate by banging girls that were born in 2002.
Over the weekend, Court, Travis, and Scott all attended close family friend Simon Huck's wedding, and...
Damn it, where's my invitation, man?
While Scott did greet his ex and her fiance at the event...
I bet Travis is like, Kourtney, Scott's coming over. Oh, hi, Scott!
Then, a source close to Scott tells E! News that he kept his distance for the majority of the night. The source...
Scotty, you have such a body!
...explained, quote, he doesn't want to see Kourtney and Travis's PDA and doesn't want to engage. They...
How would he engage? Like, can I also kiss the side of your cheek while he's putting his tongue down your tongue?
Continued to share that it's still very awkward for Scott to be around them, but he knows he can't escape them.
Yeah, it's gotta be awkward for Travis. He's like, please don't burn down my house.
Simon and Phil's wedding had a star-studded list of attendees, including Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, and Kris Jenner.
Was Pete Davidson there?
Source shared that Scott had a lot of friends there and was hanging with Kris and Khloe most of the night. They all...
It had to be weird. Khloe's like, oh, God. God. If only Tristan Thompson didn't cheat on me that much, I could have brought him to the wedding. But he is balls deep in some girl from Massachusetts.
Also added that for most of the evening, Scott was, quote, sitting and chatting with friends and wasn't drinking or partying much.
That's awkward. The sober dude. I'm going through a sober method. Good for you. Okay. I'm going to say something a little controversial, but I'm going to put it out there. I'm sick and tired. Okay. If you can't go through this lifetime being able to consume marijuana or booze or drugs, okay, I want you to get all the help you need. But at the same time, don't lie to everybody on TikTok and make TikToks about, oh, my life is so amazing because I'm sober now and I'm going to passively, aggressively rub it into everybody else's face that I don't have to rely on alcohol to get rid of my anxiety. It's like, shut up, dude.
Kravis and Scott's latest run-in echoes what a separate source close to the Cards told E! News about Scott and Travis's encounter at Chris's birthday celebration on November 5th. That insider shared that Scott understands being around Courtney and Travis will be the new normal.
Yeah, it will be.
The second insider explained that Scott was taking a break from seeing Courtney and the family.
And if I were Travis Barker, my new normal would be closing the shades immensely. Not like half closing them, but like closing the shades shut every time I bang Courtney.
Move which came weeks after Travis popped the big question.
Yeah,
but the break didn't last long, as the insider also explained that Scott has been around lately since he signed on to the Kar Jenner's new Hulu show and had to be present. So
they don't hate him that much. They can sit around and talk about how much they are triggered by him. But if you don't mind him being on your show, it ain't that big of a deal to you.
Appearance at Chris's birthday bash may have been work-related. The second source also noted that he and Travis have continued to be pretty amicable whenever they do see each other.
Work-related. That's one way to put it. Oh, we're at a party. It's all work-related. 856-49 Hoppy!
1 month after Kourtney Kardashian announced her engagement to Blink-182 drummer Travis Barker, Kourtney's ex, Scott Disick, is seen out with former girlfriend Christine Burke.
Oh, hell yeah. Exactly what you need, buddy. I'm going to hang out with some 19-year-olds.
Shut up!
Creep.
Scott and the model were recently photographed in Hollywood, California, along with influencer Sergio Farias.
Oh, thank God Sergio was there, man. Make the train possible.
Christine was first linked to Scott back in 2016 following his split from Courtney. That year, Scott jetted off to Punta Mita, Mexico with...
Yeah, he did.
Christine, and the two were spotted dining at Nobu Malibu.
She's like, for once, a man's giving me approval. And he's like, for once, someone's not using teeth.
Isn't Scott's first rumored romance, though, since his split from Amelia Hamlin earlier this year?
Well, that was the best thing to happen to Amelia.
Sparked romance rumors with model Hannah Cross on November 11th.
Daddy issues!
Recently told E! News, Scott has been, quote, getting back out on the dating scene and enjoying himself. However,
oh, that's good. It seems like you're enjoying yourself so much. Someone that lives in the past all the time? That's the definition of enjoying yourself.
However, he's keeping things casual, according to the insider. Having fun with Hannah, but that's all it is for now.
I don't think she can say the same. She's just like, checkbook!
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. When I tell you that Amir is the best in the Bay, I am a man of my words. I wouldn't lie to you. I wouldn't put you in the wrong direction. I'm telling you right now, man. I am telling you right now on Happy Hour that Amir Academy of Martial Arts at 2700 22nd Street North in St. Petersburg is the best in the Bay. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m.
Happy Hour. Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
other stations are tuned in too.
Figured
out this marriage thing myself, so I don't.
Kim Kardashian, so funny.
What kind of advice he thinks I'm gonna give to us?
Kim Kardashian is not afraid to crack jokes at her own expense.
Yeah, she loves to crack it,
even when it comes to her past marriages. Mm-hmm. From Saturday Night Live,
I married the best rapper of all time.
Did you?
Him, Jay-Z? You have to know it came down to just one thing: his personality.
To weddings.
It's honestly so nice to be here for a gay wedding. I mean, I haven't been to one since my second wedding.
Kim knows how to get a crowd going.
Yeah.
I think you have to have a sense of humor.
While delivering a speech during a celebration ahead of close friend Simon Huck's wedding, the beauty and fashion mogul got real about her marriage track record.
Good.
Kim was previously married to Damon Thomas and...
Who?
And Chris Humphries.
He wasn't even that good in the NBA, but oh, she ruined him.
And in February, she filed for divorce from Kanye West.
Wow, it has been 3 marriages. And half the NBA.
I was a little bit confused.
Why?
Because
you always are.
Haven't really figured out this marriage thing myself.
Got it.
So I don't know what kind of advice he thinks I'm gonna give.
But Kim did share this helpful piece of advice.
I will say, I have learned a lot.
Oh wow.
And I have some tips.
Yeah, you do.
Like aesthetically of what I
don't eat Mexican food.
I think is super important. I think if you get this right, you guys might have a chance.
Yeah.
When you guys are getting married and the guy's officiating you, right when you're done and you guys are going to kiss, the guy's always in the back of the picture. Or there's a microphone right there. So you kind of have to clear the way because it ruins all the pictures.
It's actually not a bad point by her.
And sometimes that's all you got.
Now, this isn't the first time Kim has publicly poked fun at herself.
I know. I'm surprised to see me here, too.
During her hosting gig at SNL last month, the mother of four used her monologue to joke about some of her family's most memorable moments.
Yeah.
With all of the K names, it's really impressive that my mom didn't pick Karen. I mean, somehow she just knew. I don't know how she saw that one coming and not Caitlin.
Even though it's C-A-T-L-I-N, but whatever.
She even addressed her split from Kanye.
He's the richest black man in America. A talented, legit genius who gave me 4 incredible kids.
There's a lot of kids. But he's also a sociopath.
So, when I divorced him, you have to know it came down to just one thing.
His personality.
His personality.
But Simon's wedding isn't the only one Kim attended last week.
Oh, wow.
She was also there for her lifelong pal Paris Hilton's special...
the girl she got famous off of.
...special day.
That's what's on.
The Skims founder was among Paris and...
All right, I'm not going to learn about Paris Hilton's wedding from this video, because all the info... 856-49-HOPPY. Where the hell is that video? I'm asking you guys. I got the prep ready. I did... everything I needed to do, and right now I cannot find the video about Paris Hilton's wedding. It's starting to bother me a little bit. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. All right, here's the video.
He's my perfect match. He really is just so incredible, so supportive.
Biggest fan of my sex tape in 2003. Used to watch that VHS all the time.
Loyal, kind.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton is a married woman.
Wow.
The heiress and her boo, Carter Ream, have officially tied the knot.
My best friend and my
Prince Charming all rolled into one.
The two were engaged in February after a year of dating, and E.T. kept tabs on all the wedding planning.
Debbie nailed down the dress just yet, Hera.
Ah, she likes getting it nailed down.
Yes, but it's a surprise.
You know, I'm not your traditional bride.
No, you are not, man.
Although the 40-year-old might not be sticking strictly to tradition, she revealed plans to take her hubby's last name on her podcast, This Is Paris.
She has a podcast?
I'm going to take it.
But don't worry.
You can take mine too.
She's not getting rid of Hilton. Instead, she'll hyphenate and go by Paris Hilton Ream.
Oh, thank God. I was worried she was going to get rid of her last name. It impacts my life so much.
That's what's hot.
There were a number of celebrations leading up to the nuptials.
Yeah.
Just landed in Vegas.
Including a joint bachelor and bachelorette party in Las Vegas.
Ah, someone didn't want to have cheating happen. Oh, a joint bachelorette party? That doesn't scream insecurity.
Which the DJ documented on Instagram.
And they need all the proof that there was no cheating.
And a star-studded Alice in Wonderland-inspired bridal bash with her mom, Kathy Hilton, Aunt Kyle Richards, as well as a few familiar faces from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
They are not familiar faces. Oh, you're that one basic blonde from The Real Housewives show. I'm such a big fan of you. You know who else I'm a fan of? Every girl that looks like that at LA Fitness.
I was so excited.
Ahead of the wedding, a source told ET that, quote, Paris and Carter can't wait to marry each other, but wedding planning has been a bit stressful and hectic.
Paris seems like the type of person that makes things a little difficult.
There's a lot, so I'm really excited to share that with all my fans.
All your fans. Oh, I'm such a Paris Hilton fan in 2021.
Hot, glamorous, elaborate, and full of love is how you could describe Paris Hilton's wedding after parties, which included a private carnival, a star...
I wonder if everybody had whiskey to eat at the end of the night.
A studded soiree and more.
It seemed like the bar was open.
You know, I'm not your traditional bride.
After tying the knot with hubby Carter Rooms in a lavish ceremony on Thursday in Los Angeles, the two continued the wedding festivities into Friday, where they let loose at a private carnival party on the...
That's weird. Let's have a party at a carnival.
And a Monica Pier.
I want to get really dizzy.
So excited.
A source tells ET that the partygoers were treated with famous carnival treats, including funnel cakes, hot dogs on a stick, and Dippin' Dots.
That's weird, man.
As for drinks, they served rosé, white wine, personalized cans of water, and gave out shot glasses with the couple's logo.
Yeah, everybody had whiskey tea at the end of the night, or they didn't hit the climax.
And of course, it wouldn't be a carnival party if it didn't include games.
Are they like trying to be more likable for a show that's coming out? And they're like, look at us! We went to a carnival!
Party guests rode the Pier's famous Ferris wheel and played a special Paris-themed ring toss game where they won pillows with, you guessed it, Paris's face on them.
That's weird. she seems like a delightful person.
That's what's hot.
As for the big centerpiece, Paris enjoyed an enormous Barbie-themed cake, which took 5 days to create.
Oh, that sounds good. But that cake tasted so well that they really worked on the ingredients and the taste, not the look of it for Instagram.
Speaking of Barbie, the heiress was on brand, rocking a custom-made Alice and Olivia pink dress with a matching Mason Ava veil.
Oh, wow.
As far as the celeb guests, Demi Lovato came to show love.
I saw aliens!
Oh, God, she'd be annoying.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever the hell you need. WestchasePrinting.com at WestchasePrinting at DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. And when you go to WestchasePrinting.com and you go to the sign out page where you go to pay for whatever the hell you're going to buy, that's what I'm trying to say, on the invoice, tell him you heard about it on Happy Hour. He was going to hook you up already. What a good deal. Because Tone at WestchasePrinting.com is legit. But oh boy, when you name drop me, you'll be set up.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
38.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Tom Holland and Zendaya are getting more candid than ever about...
Yeah, Tom Holland's like, I gotta come out and talk about my relationship. I'm not getting enough attention!
Navigating their relationship in the public eye. The Spider-Man No Way Home co-stars, who are typically pretty private when it comes to their romance...
Yeah, but they weren't getting any publicity.
...both opened up about each other in an interview with GQ.
Mm-hmm.
Tom reflected on the moment that their relationship was made public this summer after pop...
Yeah, you know, he's like, damn it, I gotta go... get some attention today.
Paparazzi photos of them kissing hit the internet. He said, one of the downsides of our fame is that privacy isn't really in our control anymore.
So he's like, I gotta come out before I get in trouble.
And a moment that you think is between two people that love each other very much is now a moment that is shared with the entire world.
Yes, because you're talking about it. If you really wanted to be private, you would have continued to not talk. Proof that that works in Hollywood, Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes.
The Marvel star added, I've always been really adamant to keep my private life private.
But now I'm talking about it, so I'm kind of being a hypocrite.
Because I share so much of my life with the world anyway.
No, you don't. You're just acting.
Sort of felt robbed of our privacy.
Oh, how are you going to deal with it? All the money you have?
In her comments to GQ, Zendaya called the paparazzi attention, quote, quite strange and weird and confusing and...
No, it's called being famous, honey.
Invasive. And she, like...
I mean, it is invasive, but it's called being famous.
Tom.
And the more you talk about it, the more you address it, the more you let it bother you, and the more it's going to happen. Just saying.
Also used the L word to describe her feelings for him. She said, the equal sentiment we both share is just that when you really love and care about somebody, some moments or things you wish were your own.
Stop talking about it. Stop talking about it. And the paparazzi will leave you alone. But when they find out that it bothers you, they'll continue to film you to hope to find you to spaz out to have a clip that goes viral.
I think loving someone is a sacred thing and a special thing and something that you want to deal with and go through and experience and enjoy amongst the two people that love each other.
So stop talking about it.
The two also complimented each other on their strengths.
I don't care. No. You're just asking for attention. If you were to say, I don't want to have our relationship be talked about, get it? Got it? Good. But when you're going, I'm going to compliment him now. No, you're looking for attention. Shut up. No one's falling for your tricks, Tom Holland.
Shut up!
Okay.
When it comes to Harry Styles' professional and personal life, he likes to keep them separate. Harry, who serves as Day's latest cover star, opened up about keeping that line between his work and his private life extra sturdy.
Yeah, he just bangs out a lot of whatever he identifies as. I just see him banging everything.
While the singer has been busy traveling the last few months due to his Love on Tour concert,
yeah,
he finds some time to talk to Dazed about his life, all while keeping a tight lip on his romance with Olivia Wilde.
Oh, wow, he found time to talk to somebody? What a good guy.
Harry told the Mag, quote, I've always tried to compartmentalize my personal life and my working life.
Yeah, you're doing a good job, buddy boy.
In terms of his personal life, all eyes have been on his relationship with Olivia ever since the two confirmed they were a couple earlier this year.
It's really weird. Harry's got such good, like, design brand clothes on that there's sometimes he doesn't look like Harry. Just saying.
Harry and Olivia met on the set of her psychological thriller, Don't Worry, Darling, and ever the two have been spotted out.
I don't use teeth.
And about together. More recently, Olivia was seen supporting her guy front and center at some of Harry's recent concerts. And
when I'm gonna make sure you don't cheat on me.
When it comes to business, fans all know that Harry has been working pretty much nonstop.
Yeah.
On top of his musical endeavors, Harry's been adding roles to his acting resume. His latest feat includes a cameo in Marvel's Eternals.
Oh wow, that's so cool, dude.
Harry shared with Day's, quote, I think music and acting really aid each other in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
In my experience, a lot of the time when I've gone to do a film, I've felt like, oh, I'm probably not going to do any music for a while.
But then you go back to doing it because you like the attention.
Because I'll be so focused on that. And then
I'll be so focused.
I actually find that by the time I get home at the end of the day, I just write so much.
Yeah. Got it.
Anytime you are looking at the world through someone else's lens,
exploring
different emotions, it feels like a benefit in so many ways. And speaking of benefits, one more that fans will get to experience in the near
future. Well, he's going to wear a dress again?
Future.
Which is fine, I'm just saying.
The launch of Harry's beauty brand, Pleasing. The singer's fourth.
And it is pretty pleasing.
Coming line will feature serums, lip oils, and nail polish, with Harry noting that there will be more to come. With all of these various ventures under his belt, Harry noted that he feels unafraid of evolving past his music.
That's good. Because he knows his time is ticking.
So Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is just like us. She gets hammered at tailgates.
Yeah, that's my type of girl.
Shut up!
Apparently she got really drunk at the Michigan versus Michigan State football game. So she released a statement. She said, before the big game, I attended a tailgate on an empty stomach.
Oh no.
Heaven forbid a politician show a human side of them.
I thought it seemed like a good idea to eat two Bloody Marys.
She's so relatable. She looks like a good time.
An interesting part of this statement.
What is?
Said, normally I would ask my trusted friend and communication savant, Kelly Roseman McKinney, for an advice on how to best handle this crisis, but she died last night, so I don't. What? She really did die of cancer.
That's awkward. What she's doing is she's trying to go, oh, but I'm going through something, so please don't put me in trouble.
That's
so
horrible.
That makes it a little dark.
I think her friend would actually, like, really appreciate that joke.
Clearly.
I don't think so. 856-49, Hoppy. 856-494-6773.
Selena Gomez's latest fashion choice has fans convinced that she and Chris Evans are dating.
Yeah, they are.
It all started when Taylor Swift shared a TikTok of herself and bestie Selena backstage at Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And while stands at the BFFs love seeing them together, it was Selena's cream cable knit sweater that had everyone thinking of one person and one person only.
Who?
Chris Evans.
Him.
The man, the myth, the legend, who broke the internet when he wore a similar sweater in Knives Out.
I wish I could do that. I'm going to wear a sweater today and break the internet.
Over the past month or so, rumors of a romance between Selena and Chris have made the rounds on the internet. And after Sel's latest fashion statement, fans are further convinced the two are secretly dating.
Oh, cool.
One user writes, not Selena and Chris Evans having the same sweater. Another tweets, what?
I don't care anymore. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773.
A jury spent its second day considering the fate of Kyle Rittenhouse.
God, is he a little punk. I want to punch him so hard in his face. He is so embarrassing to Caucasian people. He makes us all look like bastards.
The now 18-year-old who claims he shot two people in self-defense during civil unrest.
You brought it upon yourself, dummy, you scumbag leech.
Last summer. And as the jury does its work, some tense moments outside the courthouse. Les Trent's in Kenosha.
An extraordinary sight. A man outside the Rittenhouse trial carrying an AR-15 rifle.
Wow, he's so cool, bro. How big is your D? Do you need Magnum condoms? You're so cool. Wow, you got an AR-15. You're so tough.
Just like the defendant did the night of the Kenosha riots. Sheriff's deputies had a serious word with him.
I'm sorry. I have a dark beard, and I like craft beer, and I haven't been laid in a year. I'm a man, and I like to wear guns.
They're now telling him that he cannot protest with this rifle.
Yeah, he's wearing an AR-15.
And they are leading him away to get his information.
Damn it, I think I left my Magnum condoms in the car.
What's your name, sir?
I'm not saying my name. I'm such a tough guy, though. I'm so cool. I'm a man with guns. Yeah, watch out.
I'm sorry?
Maserati Mike.
Maserati Mike.
Wow, that's a cool name, man. My name's Maserati Mike, and I walk around with AR-15s and protest for an embarrassing Caucasian punk. Oh, I'm a fun person. I'm the life of the party. I'm Maserati Mike.
True to his name? Maserati Mike got into his Maserati
and sped off really fast, bro. Yeah.
And left.
And don't crash, man.
One worry today.
Oh, that wouldn't be the worst thing to happen, you know that.
Are the jurors deliberating inside the courtroom?
Being Maserati Mike is bad enough. Car crash, who cares? You're literally a scumbag.
And left. One worry today. Are the jurors deliberating inside the courtroom feeling intimidated by both supporters of Rittenhouse.
Yes. He does nothing wrong but defend himself.
Not at all.
And
every day our planet is becoming more and more like a South Park episode. Imagine debating with this asshole.
Nothing wrong but defend himself.
Literally, if you think he was defending himself, block me on social media and never talk to me again. If every single one of my listeners thinks that Kyle Rittenhouse or whatever the hell that punk ass and his name is, if you think that he was defending himself, never listen to my podcast again. But please do.
Reporters of Rittenhouse.
He done nothing wrong but defend himself.
I need my Maserati.
And those calling for a guilty verdict.
God, can you imagine doing protests, man? It's scary. It's a weird mob mentality. Those are not people I want to be around.
What impact might such protests have on the jury?
Shut up, Sean Hannity. I'm Sean Hannity. I am the authority on everything.
Hearing this, that's anybody's guess.
I always have to talk about all the nice things I have because I'm overcompensating because I'm Sean Hannity. I'm here to speak the truth.
As the jury deliberates here at the Kenosha County.
The truth is, everything that I believe is an opinion. I'm Sean Hannity.
What impact might such protests have on the jury? Are they hearing this? That's anybody's guess.
As the jury deliberates here at the Kenosha County Courthouse, some 500 National Guard troops are on standby.
Oh, wow.
The big fear is...
They brought out the whole payroll.
The repeat of the violence that racked this city last year.
Kenosha, Wisconsin needs all the love it can get.
In the wake of the police shooting of Jacob Blake.
This was a family business here.
Yeah. Scott Carpenter owned an office supply store at this very spot.
And it's not there anymore.
It was burned to the ground.
Yeah. Oh, we're doing such a protest by burning things down. I never got that.
Here is being
it's a bunch of sociopathic criminals wanting to find a reason to do something.
It was burned to the
I'm not saying protests don't work, and I get it. You can protest what you want, but don't burn down people's buildings. It's that simple.
Ground.
What you're looking at here is B&L office furniture on fire.
Mm. I think we're a little bit calmer this time. Praying that we learn our lesson that burning down our town is not the answer.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it'd be the answer.
But
to some people, that is what they think is the answer, and that is frightening.
Still a little bit of uneasiness. You're not exactly sure what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
Lena Pasta Chow's floral shop suffered $10,000 in damage.
Hell yeah, let's protest, yeah!
Shut up!
Yeah!
Shut up!
Don't want that to happen again.
Yeah, but no one does.
Do I think it's going to? No, I don't.
Yeah, let's manifest positivity. In this crooked, frightening world.
I'm hoping cooler minds prevail on
I don't think I will.
That one.
Outside court today, awaiting the jury's decision, we found Jacob Blake's uncle, Justin.
How is your nephew doing?
Little Jake's doing great. He said, Uncle, I'm going to walk by next summer.
Today.
That's good news. I like hearing that. Manifest positivity here on Happy Hour. Even though that interview took place on Inside Edition, I had nothing to do with it.
Out of the presence of the jury, Judge Bruce Schrader defended letting Rittenhouse pick the jurors.
It's weird. Like this like judge like got such a hard on for this little punk. It's weird, man. Very corrupt. Gives me no hope in humanity, none at all. Like, I'm not even saying enough when I tell you it doesn't give me hope in humanity. Like, it gives me no hope in humanity.
Which some have likened to bingo.
Literally. I just hope he gets, God, he's so hateable. Even when he was trying to cry, it's like, God, you're a loser, bro. Biggest loser ever.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your entertainment news roundup.
Hey,
and we've got some good news for Taylor Lautner.
Good news and Taylor Lautner, what, he's relevant now?
Bad news for us is he's officially off the market.
Wow, she really likes her Taylor Lautner. I mean, he has not been relevant probably in about 9 years, but wow. There's some Taylor Lautner fans. You learn something new every day.
On Saturday, November 13th, the Twilight star shared the exciting news that he is engaged to his longtime girlfriend, Tay Dome. In the sweet pics on Instagram, Taylor is seen proposing to Tay surrounded by dozens of roses and candles.
Yeah. Oh, thank God. He's finally relevant again.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. When I tell you that he is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. He is at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. Sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com, but you got to sign up ahead of time because he's always booked. But when you sit down in that chair, after signing up for an appointment at richkbarber.com, tell him I sent you. And he'll hook you up.
Happy hour.
Got it? Cool.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
A $9,000 prostitute, please.
Who wouldn't?
Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get him up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Damn it, I almost had the transition completely together, but then I messed it up. But unlike some other radio shows that have to have perfect breaks with no mess-ups, I am never going to be perfect a day in my life.
Shut up!
All right, let's try this. Take two.
Kristen Stewart recently opened up about her whirlwind romance with Twilight co-star Robert Pattinson and called their nearly a four-year relationship young and stupid.
I bet he feels the same way. Also, didn't you cheat on him?
Let's get into it.
Why?
It's safe to say fans went wild when it was first announced that the popular vampire romance novels Twilight would be adapted into a film franchise over 10 years ago.
How time flies.
After it was revealed that Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson would be leading the film as Bella Swan and Edward Cullen.
Oh, it's such a terrible movie.
Fans immediately sunk their fangs into the steamy chemistry between the two actors.
Well, that's cool.
These two had a whirlwind romance, both on and off screen.
But they were just boring sex, though. I don't really see much going on, but then again, you never know what goes on behind closed doors. Maybe Robert is like, oh yeah, whip me, baby! Never know, man. You never know what people are into.
Couple officially going public in 2009, which is about a year after the release of Twilight. Oh, Kristen wow. And Rob dated for roughly 4 years and, to everybody's surprise, called it quits in May 2013. Since then, it's been nonstop with the two A-list actors, with Robert headlining DC's upcoming superhero flick, The Batman, and Kristen getting some well-deserved Oscar buzz for her performance as Princess Diana in Spencer.
Oh, that's cool.
Kristen also announced some happy news in her personal life, confirming her engagement to screenwriter Dylan Meyer earlier this month.
Oh, how beautiful.
Aw. And Kristen certainly seems to be leaving the past in the past after lovingly roasting her former relationship with Robert in a recent interview with The New Yorker.
It's called being a sociopath, not having a sense of humor, living in the past, never admitting that anything was ever your fault, and being a bad person. I'm sure she's so fun to be around. She just seems like such a delight.
While speaking with a magazine during press rounds for Spencer, Kristen talked all things Twilight and gave readers a glimpse into Rob's audition.
Because she doesn't really believe that much into Spencer, so she's got to live in the past.
She admitted it was so clear who worked, adding that he had an intellectual approach that was combined with, I don't give a about this, but I'm going to make this sing. Yeah. And I was like, ugh, same.
Same. We're going to move on. But real quick.
Yep. Sounds about right for Kristen and Rob.
They put the attentious in pretentious. I wonder if Millie Bobby Brown got a text from Drake today.
Just 24 hours after Drake performed with Travis Scott at Astroworld, he allegedly went to a Houston strip club. Look at this carpet of cash on the floor of the club. And according to published reports, it was left by Drake.
It's literally the whole club is just covered in millions because he spent $1 million at a club. But that's kind of a disrespectful way to do it because, like, you got to pick it up.
Video posted to Instagram.
Like, I know you're trying to make it rain, but they got diapers to pay for.
Instagram shows dancers at the Area 29 strip club counting the bills. It's unclear how much. They can be heard thanking Drake.
Say thanks, Drake.
You're the best. You're the best. Best I ever had.
Every dancer who worked last night went home happy.
Yeah.
Club's managers posted.
They bought out the checkers later on.
One of the heroes of the disaster, a registered nurse named Sophia Santana, who is credited with saving the life of at least one concertgoer, is...
Did she go to the club?
...speaking out about the tone-deaf strip club party.
Oh, you were expecting Drake to have a personality? You should see Millie Bobby Brown's phone.
Today.
People lost their children, and yet you're out here enjoying life, going to strip clubs instead of being a human being.
Well, Drake's not a human being. He's a rapper. Not saying rappers can't be human beings, but in that case, Drake is not a human being. Speaking of people that are not really human beings, the Duggars had another baby. Finally, yes. I hate this planet, and I'm not trying to be negative. I'm not trying to go against the law of attraction, but I know so many people that are trying so hard to have kids, and these little imbeciles, these asswipes known as the Duggars, just squirt them out.
Anna Duggar announced the birth of her and Josh Duggar's seventh child.
Oh, he's going to be father of the year.
The 33-year-old shared the news on Instagram on Tuesday, revealing she had given birth on October 23rd.
She didn't even want to promote it. That's how depressing it is, just squirting out a kid going, this pedophile is my father, or my kid's father.
2:39 a.m. to a daughter named Madison Lily Duggar.
Sounds like a name they would give him.
Who weighed in at 7 pounds 9 ounces and was 20 inches long.
All right, so they had a kid. And Josh's trial's coming up. That's going to be weird.
In my head, I'd be like, okay, never.
This is it.
Pete Davidson is getting real about dating.
I bang everybody.
Specifically, what he is not okay with. On
I don't know. I don't know who's got a better penis, him or John Mayer.
The first date. The 28-year-old comedian was on iHeartMedia's River Cafe Table 4 podcast on Monday and revealed that being rude to a waiter is a deal-breaker for him.
They're trying to make money and he relates to it.
Immediately would, in my head, I'd be like, okay, never.
This is it. Has that ever happened to you where you were somebody who was unkind to?
Yeah, I don't like the excuse me. It's like, wait for the guy to walk by.
During the podcast, the SNL comedian also told celebrity chef Ruth Rogers why he likes to take women out to dinner or a movie.
Because it's the old gentleman thing. I mean, it's working.
For a first date.
It's also just like if you go to a great restaurant, like even if I'm a date, it's like at least the food was great.
Smart man. He is a smart guy. Probably got a lot of hand jobs from it. Even if the night didn't end in miraculous sex, he definitely got handies.
Yeah, so like she could go home and be like, you know,
you could not be a date.
Yeah,
I cannot believe that
you could be paid and I ate so. But yeah, I've always found it to be that or a movie is so easy because a movie you don't even have to talk.
Yeah,
you can just be like,
he's a smart man. He's like, I'm going to hide as much of my personality for as long as possible. Yeah, makes sense. Too bad I didn't do that sooner. Maybe I'd be bigger on radio. I'm just kidding. I'm huge.
Explosion? You know, or you could just laugh at the same thing and look at each other for a second.
Pete's dating life has been a topic of discussion recently.
Oh, everybody gets so jealous of him, but he's laying there banging everybody. He's living a life.
Recently, ever since he sparked dating rumors with Kim Kardashian after being seen together multiple times over the last few weeks.
That's got to be the most like life before your eyes, like your life flashing before your eyes when you're banging Kim Kardashian. Like that is like what I'm saying is this. When you are Eskimo brothers with a lot of professional athletes and Ray J, that's got to kind of be an honor, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's take a little, let's take a trip down memory lane. That's what I'm trying to say. Oh, yeah. This is probably what Pete Davidson grew up watching, and then he's banging the person from this video? That's got to be a cool time, man. I wonder if they played One Wish.
Oh, I told you.
Yeah.
Man, Ray J, let me tell you something, homie. When you jacking off to this,
yeah,
when you really just in your
enough
zone,
of you, show Kim.
Go hard on him, homie.
That is definitely what he did, but she did not do as a missionary queen.
When the King of Staten Island star was on Late Night with Seth Meyers earlier this month, he even played into those dating rumors.
Yeah, he definitely is the coolest dude in the room, and Seth Meyers is very jealous.
I want to address something. I want to confirm if it's real.
Although he did not confirm or deny his relationship status, he did use the opportunity to take advantage of the chatter.
Yeah, he did. He always takes advantage.
Yeah, you know,
I don't even know what that means.
I've been wanting to talk about this because
thank you. We appreciate you doing it here.
You know, there's a lot of people.
Finally, I'm relevant.
I walk by, people are like whispering and you know making eyes at me.
Yeah.
And but it is true. I do have a show on Tubi coming out. Yeah.
he's a smart man.
Sources have told multiple outlets that the two are just friends.
No. I mean, friends with benefits.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with today's Car Jenner Roundup.
Please,
are kicking it off with a Jenner today. Kendall Jenner, to be exact. Recall Kendall, along with Kim, Khloe, and Kourtney Kardashian, attended the wedding of their longtime friend.
We already knew that. A lot of times when I'm playing these clips, it keeps playing the thing that I played in the previous video. So I apologize for that. But here's
Kendall again.
But here's a Kardashian that does not get enough attention, Rob.
Well, as of recently, Rob is reportedly down almost 60 pounds and happier than ever.
Hell yeah, he's rich and doesn't have to do anything.
After seeing his slimmed down figure at his daughter's birthday party last week, another source tells Hollywood Life that Rob is definitely trying to lose more and will be satisfied after he loses 80 pounds. Rob isn't going to stop until he has his old body back.
Hell yeah, you go, bro.
Happy Hot Topic.
W Magazine is scrambling to pull Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner's cover issue amid the tragedies that took place at Astroworld earlier this month.
And then what they can do is give it to another world and like be like, hey, kids in an overseas continent, I know you don't have food or water, but here's the publication. You can read something.
Let's get into work.
Please.
After a fatal crowd surge claimed 10 lives and left many, many others injured during Travis's set at the Astroworld Festival on November the 5th, Travis Scott is now at the center of some serious controversy.
Oh, you don't say?
You see, many are accusing Travis of failing to stop his set. Even though he reportedly knew of the potential dangers surrounding a high-energy crowd surge.
Yeah.
Concertgoers allege that Travis could clearly see the audience from his position on...
Duh, of course he could see it. All the fans that are diehard fans of him were, like, in denial.
...stage, though Travis has since denied these allegations.
What's he gonna say? Yeah, I didn't give a F about any of you, which is the truth.
Now, Travis and Live Nation are facing multiple lawsuits from Astroworld attendees and victims' families.
Yeah.
After both Travis and the event organizers failed to protect the health and safety of concertgoers. Because of this, W Magazine editors are allegedly scrambling to pull their most recent issue from shelves.
Don't worry, no one was going to read it anyway.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by my affiliate, ZRadioLive.com. It's alive at ZRadioLive.com. We're on the Odyssey app. Search up ZRadioLive every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
I got PhDs in 4 scientific disciplines.
Really?
Why do you think they call me Dr. Quinn?
I don't know.
I just thought that was a nickname. You know, like Dr. Dre. East Side.
God, you're stupid.
Hey, shut your hat.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
We're going to start this one off with Britney Spears because she wants another baby.
Make another baby.
After the end of her 13-year conservatorship, the pop star is ready to explore all of the freedoms that she missed out on.
Yeah.
And welcoming a new bundle of joy is one of them. Well, on top of this,
I wonder what would have happened if she did have one. I know that she was on birth control, but what if she had one?
This is source revealed to Hollywood Life exclusively that Britney,
she probably was like, I don't think I'm in the mindset to have one if I'm under this conservatorship.
Hold on. And welcoming a new bundle of joy is one of them. Well, on top of this, a source revealed to Hollywood Life exclusively that Britney's sons, Sean Preston and Jaden James, would not be opposed to becoming big brothers.
Oh, I'm sure they care so much.
According to our insider, the singer feels like she missed out on a lot that her two older boys did.
You don't say. Between the age of 26 and 39, you were under your parents? Yeah, you missed out.
Due to the conservatorship. So having a baby with her fiance, Sam Asghari, is her second chance.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to have fun making a baby.
It would be so dope to see a mini Britney.
Why would it be dope, bro? Are you friends with her?
Going around the world. I hope she has a girl. Or a mini Sam, I guess. Okay, but switching gears to Taylor Swift and the American Music Awards.
Yeah, she likes to switch the gears.
It's happening this weekend because apparently Taylor's not going. A source.
How are they going to survive? You're not going?
Exclusively revealed that the singer is taking a break and she essentially wants her Saturday Night Live appearance to speak for itself.
Oh, wow. You go, girl, and do whatever the hell you're doing. I don't know.
And be the performance of the record. Okay. Recall, Taylor just released her newest album, Red, Taylor's version, and she also had the short film, All Too Well, accompany it. So,
alrighty, man. You go. You just keep doing you.
So she is.
Which you aren't.
Definitely been busy these past few days. But despite being nominated for 3 AMAs and having love for the award show, our insider revealed that Taylor just wants her performances to be spaced out for a bigger impact.
Got it.
Makes sense. But all right, now onto the real reason why you guys are here, and that is Drake and Kanye West. Last night it appeared that these two linked up at the Toronto native's home and—
Yeah, it's called a publicity stunt. I had a hard time saying that. Kanye West, he didn't lose in life, but he lost to Drake's album. And now they're like, let's team up.
Squash their beef once and for all.
Oh, thank God. I was so worried.
Ye posted a photo of himself standing beside Drake and Jay Prince on Instagram with a dove emoji. The Way Too Sexy stars shared something similar, as well as a video of—
Of what?
Dave Chappelle taking the stage.
I thought it was him at the local high school basketball game going, do you guys know I'm Drake?
By a video of Drake and Kanye hugging it out and letting fans know all is well.
Oh, thank God. I was so worried. Finally, before we get out of here, let's see what's going on in the world. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson seen together for the first time in Skims PJs. At Palm Springs Compound, the 41-year-old mogul and 28-year-old SNL funny man donned skim pajamas as they posed at Kris Jenner's Palm Springs Compound. Pete got edgy as he put up his middle finger. It's not the only time he used his finger.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.